first prankster rule is that nothing lasts. And if you start there and really believe that nothing lasts, you try to achieve nothing at all times.
I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Though that first prankster rule may be that nothing lasts, this year marks the 50th anniversary of what may be the most famous bus trip of all time, Ken Kesey and the Merry Pranksters' voyage across the country and further. Ken's son Zane was 3 years old then.
Just old enough to pick up a paintbrush and help him paint it.
Traveling on further back down from Oregon to California did not seem at all odd to Zane.
Well, to me, it just seemed completely normal. It's like somebody growing up in the circus.
A few memories stand out for him.
Riding around on top of that bus with Cassidy driving, and a bus leans way more than you think it leans. And when you're leaning over Highway 101 looking down at the ocean, it gets scary.
The bus come by and I got on, let's win it up again. There was Calvin Hill at the wheel of bus to Neverland.
50 years later, Ken Kesey may be in that Never Ever Land now, but Further's latest incarnation is ready for another long, strange trip with Zane Kesey and a new crew of pranksters at the helm. They're looking to recapture some of the spirit that the 1964 Pranksters cameras captured.
America smiled broadly. We have it all over on the cameras from the film back then with these straight-laced people that had never seen anything like it and just floored by what was going past them.
LSD was still legal in 1964, and acid trips were a key part of the bus experience. It can no longer be that way.
No, the rules for the bus have changed quite a bit. We actually do, though, plan on throwing a couple acid tests at key locations along the way. Granted, they will be acoustic acid tests.
The new trip will require new pranksters and a funding source for gas money and beyond. Zane Kesey has launched a Kickstarter campaign to raise that money and to find those who belong on the bus to make the multimedia capture of the trip happen, particularly.
We decided we're going to take applications to see who would be that colorful, fun-loving person that the camera and America would love and would keep the whole crew on fire.
A few original pranksters may join the crew.
Mountain Girl says she wants to join us at some point, probably George Walker, and I bet we might be able to twist the captain's arm, maybe send him a plane ticket, and he can show up once it's really rolling.
That would be Captain Ken Babbs.
Ken Babbs, right. What are you doing, Ken?
Just fun, that's all. Just good, honest fun. A hard day's fun. Been working at it all day. Sometimes I put in 18 hours a day of fun.
The Kickstarter application will have some unusual questions.
Like, how do you define the color yellow?
Just as the acid tests and the pranksters themselves may have changed, the new pranks to come may have a shifted definition as well, and the ones for Further's new journey must have no victims.
A prank needs to be harmless, and it needs to be something that both sides of the prank appreciate.
Those pranks will also be part of the application process. It's not clear where Further will travel this time, although a revisit to the original 1964 World's Fair destination seems inevitable. Invitations from festivals to barbecues and beyond have poured in from across the country. Other destinations also have a positive draw.
We're tempted to go to the Smithsonian with some kind of prank, and then who knows?
Wherever they end up, Zane Kesey sees this trip as just the beginning of many celebrations to come with a purpose.
To kick off this whole 50th anniversary of the 60s, there's going to be loads and loads of anniversaries coming up. The Summer of Love and the BN and Woodstock and the good old Grateful Dead happening just next year.
The original 1964 trip commenced in June, but the 50th anniversary trip may have to wait just a little bit longer.
Later in July, you got to go to the country fair.
And, of course, Ken Kesey's spirit will be a key rider on Further, still keeping the same purpose as he expressed a half century ago.
I figure that our function on this earth is to reflect the other fellow. If I can reflect you and the places where I see the barbs and the hang-ups, and do it with some amount of love and not with hostility, it means that you can move on.
Information on the 50th anniversary Further Bus Tour is on Kickstarter.com and on Facebook at Further Bus 50th Anniversary Tour. Also see key-z.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.
We still got it going. The crossover once means that we can slip back and forth because we are once again
blurred the edges a little.
Above the past into the present and sometimes tickling the toes of the future.
And the doctor will be in here in a moment.